Tell me about a lighthouse, why they were built, and was there, did they man those things 24/7 or just a couple hours a day? What happens with those
things? They're really America's castles, George. I mean, America's, you think about edifices and lighthouses just come to mind. They're in beautiful places. Obviously, they're on the water. A lot of them are remote. The early days, they used whale oil, and in the early days, the predecessors to lighthouses, they would go out on the beach, and they would burn wood, so the, like fishermen and stuff could come back to safe shore.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a man, pretty much. Usually, a family would be out on the.
They'd live there.
They would live out on the Coast Guard, and it was the keeper's responsibility to keep that light burning. And in the early days, you know, it was whale oil and then kerosene, and then later on they became electric, and even then they still have keepers, but a lot of them became automated in the 70s, like the unfortunate situation at Whitefish Point that didn't help the Evan Fitzgerald that time. And now with GPS, with the global positioning satellite, it's rendered a lot of lighthouses useless, so they're kept more for history or for tourist attractions.
Interesting.
But they're still America's castles, and they just have so many tales involved. What better of a place with remote areas to be to go out and to hear these stories? I mean, I know there's a lighthouse in Seguin, Maine, where there was a young couple. They were just married, and he had his young bride, and she was very bored. She didn't want to be out on this island, and it was very foggy. Over 2,000 hours a year was engrossed in fog. In fact, George Washington had this lighthouse built in 1795. So as a way to please his wife, he bought her a piano. Only she only knew one melody.
I thought you were going to say one note.
And George,
ding, ding.
And she played this over and over and over again. The young lighthouse keeper, the young husband, couldn't take it anymore. She kept playing it and playing
it. Anymore.
So what did he do?
Oh, no.
He pulls an axe out, kills her.
Kills her?
Can't take
just get rid of the piano, but he kills her?
Well, he kills her, smashes up the piano. I don't know in what order this was.
He goes crazy.
He went nuts, kills this woman, then takes the axe to himself.
Oh.
Now, every so often, ships that sail off of Seguin Island, this is up northeastern, I believe it's Maine, actually, they can hear this haunting melody playing from the distance from the lighthouse. Very eerie, very spooky.
My God. We don't know. I guess she's part of the ghost routine. How about him?
I think she's the haunt.
She's
still playing the piano because she was. I think she was playing the piano when he took the axe. I think he axed her in the back.
Oh my God!
And so now you have this. That's a very good Northeast haunting tale. They have one in
that's a Hollywood movie.
Yeah, that's in our ghostly lighthouses of North America. That's a 1-hour program. We have lighthouses all over the United States.
Well, who reports the ghosts?
Many people. In this case, just so many people that would sail on boats, you could go by and you'd hear the echo of this piano playing this melody over and over again.
Would they ever see her? Some kind of apparition?
In this particular case, no. But there are several others that have apparitions. I know Boca Grande Lighthouse down in Florida, George, on the western shore of the Florida coast in the Gulf. Has a double haunting. It has an old Spanish captain, and there was a young princess that caught his eye, and he was making advances to this princess, and she shunned him more than once. Finally, he didn't like it, so he thought he would just decapitate her and cut her head off.
My God.
Now there's...
These lighthouses are associated with tragic murders.
Yes, very much so, George. And now there's testimony, and they literally have... they have lighthouse tours at night, but there's people that can see this woman headless, wandering, and there's some reports that she's holding her head, and others that she's wandering aimlessly without her head, looking for her head.
Does anybody report any danger associated with the ghost?
Not too much. They see it, but there's no real danger. Now, I guess also in this lighthouse in Boca Grande, there was a young daughter, I think it was one of the lighthouse keeper's daughter, and she was a young girl, probably, I want to say, 4 to 7 years old range. And I don't know if she had typhoid or some type of fever and diphtheria, something along those lines, and she died. And she is seen in the second floor haunting the light, and she doesn't bother you, but she's like playing with her doll. And in the ghostly lighthouses of North America, we show a reenactment of this girl upstairs in the lighthouse playing with her doll. And this actress just did a phenomenal job, very, very eerie. And it's just a heck of a story. So you have this Spanish captain. He's actually a pirate and the captain of a ship, but he was a pirate. And so here he kills this woman because she was turned off by him, and she's running around headless. And then you have this little girl that died on the island, and she's seen playing up in the second story room.